Abhorson by Garth Nix.
The recording of this book was made possible through the generous support of the Edmund J. Safra Philanthropic Foundation.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Anna and Thomas Henry Nix. Prologue. Fog rose from the river, great billows of white weaving into the soot and smoke of the city of Corvaire, to become the hybrid thing that the more popular newspapers called smog, and the Times, miasmic fog. Cold, dank and foul-smelling, it was dangerous by any name. At its thickest, it could smother, and it could transform the faintest hint of a cough into pneumonia. But the unhealthiness of the fog was not its chief danger. That came from its other primary feature. The Corvaire fog was a concealer, a veil that shrouded the city's vaunted gaslights and confused both eyes and ears. When the fog lay on the city, all streets were dark, all echoes strange, and everywhere set for murder and mayhem.
"The fog shows no signs of lifting," reported Damed, principal bodyguard to King Touchstone. His voice showed his dislike of the fog, even though he knew it was only a natural phenomenon, a blend of industrial pollution and river mist. Back in their home, the old kingdom,